One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. Another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Coming in hot, Joey D on the bottom, Mikey V right there as well. Fellas, welcome back. Michael, big, big game for you today. But again, we're recording this on Monday evening or Tuesday morning.
I wasn't even going to mention it because I don't want to hear people like, oh, the game already got played. So I wasn't even going to mention it.
There's not a big game. There was not a big game.
Not a big game tonight. Not the biggest game of the season. Certainly not the biggest game of the last decade in terms of non-Michigan games, but no big game.
Most importantly, Vegas on the docket for the boys. Eagles concert Friday. That's so much more of a play of, I like the Eagles. I think they got some bangers. I got to dig into some songs that Mikey, you've been sending
me the song of the day.
You have, but that is, have you been listening to this?
To the limit. One more time.
Sent a banger today. I think, what did I send today, Joe?
Today, I haven't listened to today's yet.
I've been listening to everyone. Life in the Fast Lane.
Hotel California is going to hit. Yo, I want to be on Pluto for that concert. I want to be three sheets. That's so much more of just the opportunity to go with the boys than it is. Like, I think the concert's going to be fun, but it's for the boys.
I think that they're going to blow your mind. I think you're going to, at one point, I'll look over.
You've seen them live, Michael, have you not?
Yeah, I know. So I saw them last year, and my wife Holly sounded like Bob. She was like, yeah, I'll go. You know, I guess I like it. I'll go. And then, like, at the end of the concert, she was like, oh, my God. She's like, there's so many songs that I didn't realize that I knew that they sing. And it's like, I just feel Bob's going to have the same. It's going to be the same thing with Bob. I just feel like by the midway through, I'll look over and Bob. I know Joe likes him a lot, but I'll look over and Bob will just be like, are you serious with this concert right now? I'll get one of those from Bob, I think.
The sphere is going to enhance everything.
Too. Well, that's.
Well, we haven't told you, Mikey, but me and Joe got intel from a pretty reliable source. I don't know if he's fucking with us or not, that said that the Eagles concert stunk. Honest to God, like, I'm being dead serious. I just don't know if it's true or not.
Well, what did your cousin say?
I didn't ask him. I probably should.
Your cousin with those posts, I think he was going nuts. He was saying that it was
it
great.
looked like it was a ball.
Say Hey Jay went, no?
Well, that's what he's talking about. Yeah, I don't know. I should message him. To be honest, the guy you said it might be fucking with us.
I think he's pulling your chain.
Everything
there,
I've heard. I mean, listen, all you have to know is they were only supposed to be there October and November, and now they're there through the new year. Like, they have a residency now through 2025.
But that, yeah.
Into 2025. So it's like, I mean, all their shows are sold out. They're all, you can only get the tickets on the, you know, third party markets, whatever. And I don't know, man. I find it hard to believe because I thought they were awesome at the Prudential Center. I can only imagine what they're going to be like in the sphere. So.
Yeah. Isn't the Prudential Center where you caught the mouthpiece at the UFC, or was that
part? Sure is.
That was Prudential Center, right?
Yeah. Sure
one of is. The funniest moments I've ever seen in any live sporting event. Well, you didn't catch it. It went through the fingertips. But the
guy behind me picked it up off the ground, gave it to me.
Who, by the way, I found out is an investor in our drink. Which
yeah,
was
that was very wild. Yeah,
yeah,
that was very wild. And a childhood friend of mine that I used to vacation with down the shore.
Well, because he's got a
what?
Pizza shop. It's like a jersey.
It's
it was a classic
long
jersey.
Story. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. It always is. Yep. It all, Joe, when that you're so drunk.
Did he act like he just caught a foul ball, Bob? Like these guys who go nuts.
Bro, people were pumped. I was fucking putting it in the air.
It was Kevin Holland?
Yeah, Kevin Holland, yeah.
Who, by the way, fights every card that there ever is.
He does. He does. Yeah, he really does.
This guy's on every second card. It's insane. I don't know how his body's handled it.
While that mouthpiece was in the air, though, when I was just like, Mikey. Yeah.
It's like a moment frozen in time. It was one of those things where time just slowed down everywhere.
Yeah, but look, you know, Vegas coming out very soon. We're very, very excited for that. It's going to be a ball. Joey D set up the Golden Steer, but the Golden Steer is not the reason why we're there, which some may think that it is.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's going to be a great fucking time. And I'll tell you this, if you don't think we're betting one of our drive, is Burton driving still?
Yeah, I don't know if he's in that race, but he's dry. He just won a race not too long ago. He just won a race a couple races ago.
Maybe he's one of the eight.
I don't know who the eight are. I'd have to look, but
it's going to be a great time, though. I can tell you that much. It's going to be a really, really good time. And I want to get up in the pits this time. Well, I want to get up in that.
You're going to get in the pits, dog. You're going to get in the pits.
We might have to hit up Paul Swan in order to get up into the pits. We have.
I don't know if his guy's not driving. I don't know if he's going to be there.
But isn't he one of the top guys?
I thought he is. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. South Point 400. Let's see.
Read off the names there, Michael.
I'm going to try and find them. You boys keep going until I find the names. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if we can get Burton, that would be terrific. If not, we got to ask Paul Swan. Maybe we run the Peloton Challenge back round two.
By the way, you know what's ridiculous? Michael asked me, and I it was a good idea to watch, you know, some of the games on Saturday, like poolside. What they're charging now for these cabanas is nothing short of highway robbery. You see that message I sent Michael, Bob?
$2,200
just to rent it out with a $2,200 minimum spend for food and beverage. And it's not like it's like a big Saturday that there's some huge event.
No,
you're
there's
talking
big,
almost
there's,
after
there's big,
tip.
Well,
that's a $5,000 expense.
Big games that Saturday, though.
I'll be honest, though, to be completely honest, you know, I think cabanas in general are just kind of overrated. It's like once you get into them, it's kind of it is what it is. It's nice, but I don't have much desire to watch the games at a cabana. I would much rather go to the sports book where we could fuck around.
The sports book is pretty dark, and then after a while, you're sitting in there, you feel like a degenerate. You know, like if you're at a pool, you got other things going on. You don't feel as bad about it. Like you're in the sun, you're getting vitamin D, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah.
These racers, there's more than eight racers, though, participating. There's more than eight actually participating. It's just that there's the top 10 only guys, I think. And
can
we pull the 2000? I think this is. Oh, no, this is from last October. Just keep going.
It is eight. It's eight. I looked it up.
Yeah, it's not easy to find this information. I'm going to be honest with you.
I did not think Joe was going to pull that out. I mean, that
I didn't think so either.
I was very,
very impressive.
I read the deck.
That's unbelievable.
I read the deck. Hey, listen, NASCAR is important to me. I'm going to do my due diligence. I couldn't tell you all the racers, but I can tell you there's eight of them.
I'm being honest. I'm just going to get it out there right now. I would love to lock in with them for 2025.
Sure.
I mean,
they've been wonderful.
A tremendous partner.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to see the type of characters, though, that we would have seen.
You're not.
You're not.
When we went to
you're not. You're not.
Yeah.
You know what was crazy though was seeing or Perez telling us that Perez has been to like 20 different races.
This guy's lived a different life.
That was great, man. Actually.
He's done things that we could only fathom. It's unbelievable. Like he was chopping it up with these guys like he's like a NASCAR regular. It was insane.
Mike, you still looking for the drivers?
Sure, I mean, sure am. Sure am.
Drivers, so we sure am.
All right. Yeah. There's an entry list. Ross Chastain, Austin Cindric, Austin Dillon. That's Swan's guy.
Swan's going to be there.
So, yeah, Swan should be there.
So
yeah.
We should
Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, Danny Hamlin. I'm looking for our guys. Harrison Burton.
Harrison.
Oh! Joey Logano, Bubba Wallace.
Oh, Logano, I got his jacket, Bob.
Yeah,
I think we're going to be in good hands. I think we'll be in good hands. Now I'm back. I need to find out. It's one of those things where, you know, you get locked into something and you can't stop until you figure it out. That was one of those situations. So I do apologize, but we got it. Now we got it.
Do we bring the NASCAR jackets to the Golden Steer?
I'm not bringing that fucking NASCAR
I think we got to bring them back.
Come on, man. I got to lug it across the coast. I got to lug it. I think we got to bring it back.
I do too, man. I do. Now, Joe, I'm already on the West Coast. I didn't bring mine, so I might have to have you bring my jacket.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, my. Joe, come on. Don't do that.
I think we should. I really think we should.
We run it back.
Yeah, I think we should run it back.
Listen, I was talking to your boy, Joe, who got us the reservation, the Stoner.
Mr. Stone.
I was talking to the Stoner, captain of the Las Vegas Knights, Golden Knights. He had two goals the other night. He had two goals.
So I sent him a little
congratulations, you know. Blah. And then he's like, you know, your boy Joey hit me up. I've got you guys reservations at the Steer. I hope it's good for you guys. He goes, I'm not sure. I said, you're not sure. I go, you've eaten there. Is it? I mean, it's a tough place.
To join us. I wanted him and Jackie. And boy. Yeah, I asked him and Eichel, but they're going to be in Florida while he's like, I'm going to be up in your part while you're up down in my part.
He said he's just going to miss us. But this place, this Golden Steer place is like off the beaten path. It's in like a strip mall in the desert. If I could paint the picture for those of you out there who, you know, are movie buffs a little bit. If you remember the movie Casino, Scorsese's Casino, when Pesci is out in front of the place called the Gold Rush, which is like their little headquarters that's out in the desert because he can't be at the casinos anymore, talking to Frankie Vincent with the toothpick in his mouth, walking around afraid of the feds. That is exactly what this place looks like from the outside. I saw the pictures. That's exactly what it looks like. A strip mall in the middle of a desert. That's all it looks like. But I will say, amazing. The lobster tails are the size of
they're football. Australian lobster tails. They're like they're 2 pounders.
They're gigantic.
There was a TikTok that I don't know if I sent it to you, Joe. You might have sent it to me. Somehow it got around.
It was Jack's Dining Room.
The place looks fucking unbelievable. Now, Joe, I know we're doing swole cuts, but it might have.
I won't eat all day. I'm just gonna have dinner. I'm gonna have that dinner, and that's it.
I just think that weekend is gonna be another one of these.
Like we're gonna get dinner before the Eagles concert, obviously. What are you going to eat at that dinner?
I might golf.
You're going to golf Friday?
I might golf
the Saturday, right? The Saturday, right? Right.
Saturday yeah.
Oblo.
Yeah,
I got my only concern.
I forgot about that obligation.
Is when the Yankees play. Because I got
a Yankees. We're going to get Yankees at like 4 o'clock though. I think.
Oh,
4 o'clock local. Is that a problem?
It could be a problem for the Eagles concert, I guess, if it comes down to the
Eagles
at
8:30, Bob.
Eagles is at 8:30.
Eagles 8:30. That's awesome. That's
dude,
really
that game. Did you watch game four? How fast the first five game innings. Flew. It was an flew. Hour into the game. It was the fifth
tremendous.
Inning.
The pitch tremendous. Clock is.
But then
the
sixth inning took an hour. It took like an hour to get to the end of the sixth inning.
But you know what,
another
though?
Hour.
I don't think people mind as much because it's the playoffs, that it's understandable that you're going to have a lot more different moves. I think what they did with the pitch clock is one of the best moves I've seen a league make. Like it has really helped. I love baseball, but the games were just too long. This really, I get worried when the Yankees are pitching. I look at that thing like a shot clock. It starts to stress me out that I want them to get going. And they usually always do.
Yeah. I mean, Yankees Red Sox regular season games used to take 5 hours. I mean, a regular season Yankee Red Sox game in late summer would take like 4.5 to 5 hours, legitimately, especially if it was at Fenway a lot of times. I just remember those games were like marathons. They would start at 1 o'clock. The game wouldn't be over until almost, you know, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Could you imagine?
Like, it's just insane. It's insane. It's
Can you imagine if we had another time. Subway Series, World Series?
Hey, listen, you got Dodgers, Mets.
It looks very likely, man. It looks very, very
got
likely.
Yankees and either the Guardians or the Tigers, depending on who wins tonight. It's Saturday. We'll see. Obviously, people will know already by the time this comes out. Actually, a game of the ALCS will already have been played. So to recap,
game
one of the ALCS Monday, the Yankees have won game one. We are 1-0 in the ALCS. Yeah. To recap that first game.
Yeah.
But you know, I'll tell you what, if the Mets can beat the Phillies and the Dodgers, I mean, that is going to be
I thought the Dodgers were going to lose to the Pods. I really did. Thought they were going to lose to the Padres.
Dodgers are good, man. Dodgers are good.
Dodgers are really good. You know what? If the Yankees did make the World Series, and they're up one game in the ALCS right now, but if they did make the World Series, the Mets games, I wouldn't be able to watch the Mets games, which stress me
out. What do you mean you would watch, Bob?
It'd be so hard for me. I'd be such a wreck because I would want to win it so bad. If they played the Dodgers, I think we would be the underdogs to where I would kind of expect it. I don't know. I just that series would stress me out, but it'd be great for baseball, whether it's the Dodgers. I think baseball wants the Yankees to get through so bad. And then if you get the Dodgers or if you get the Mets, it's a huge win.
The Major League Baseball is salivating at any prospect except the Yankees losing in the ALCS.
Yeah.
Yes.
Either National League team is going to be a major market. It's a home run for them. No pun intended either way. You just don't want to see the MLB doesn't want to see, not the people, fans of the teams obviously want to see it, but the MLB does not want to see the Detroit Tigers or the Cleveland Guardians get to the World Series. They want the Yankees to play either the Dodgers or the Mets. And I think we talked about how insane of a draw that would be months ago on the show if it ended up being New York against LA or obviously Subway Series.
Yeah.
What do you think is better? I think probably New York, LA is probably better for MLB because you get it both sides of the country. Everybody's rallying. Whereas if it's just a New York market, it's not as crazy. I think so.
I agree with that. I think if you ask the MLB gun to their head, I think they would prefer the Dodgers. Not to say they wouldn't mind the Mets. But again, that's if the Yankees, you know, you don't even know if the Yankees are going to go.
Gerrit Cole's pitching the lights out, Michael.
Well, listen, he got hit a little bit. And I do think that, thank God for that wind in Kansas City during game four, because that last ball that got hit to the track probably is out.
Bob was
every
ready
night.
To
was
lose
I not
his mind.
In shock? I was.
Yeah,
in shock.
I thought it was
Bob
out.
Looked
I thought
like
it
he
was
saw
out.
It go.
It got hung up in the air, dude. And by the way, I mean that was two balls almost hit to the same exact spot. But listen, he did what he needed to do. He got them through. He got them to the seventh inning. Into the seventh inning. They needed a shutdown performance from a starting pitcher like that. They didn't get it from Rodon. And the bullpen has just been Boone. Bob said it on texted me and everybody's been talking about it. Boone has pressed every right button, whether it's Weaver, Canely, even Clay Holmes. Got to give Clay Holmes a little bit of credit
this
because he looked like such a meltdown guy.
He's
a Weaver's a monster.
We found out yesterday, Joe, he's a friend of the program.
How'd you find out?
I went down the roster to see who follows me. And
sick. I can just imagine Bob in the airplane just going through each Yankees Instagram to see.
It's good to know, though.
Stanton's a friend of the pod, too, apparently. No, Bob?
Apparently a friend of the pod. And ever
Stanton
since-
is?
Yeah.
See, now I need to. See, that's really good because I'm a big Stanton guy.
That's what Volpe said. Volpe said he's a friend of mine. Ever since Volpe gave me the Yankee Stadium, the address to send him, see how many boxes I've sent them? They got another box coming their way. Yeah, I've sent every which way I've sent stuff that way. You know,
a good day when the Yankees are wearing your brand, man.
By the way,
Bob's infiltrating the locker room.
I'm trying.
You're going to have the little breezy flag on the helmets come next postseason.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, Bob? Yeah.
By the way, Mikey, with a great call on last week's show, it was during the Jets game going on. Mikey was talking about how the coaching, that he thinks the coaching is such a problem. And sure as shit, I was shocked. I agreed with Mikey, but Mikey, you probably were shocked even to see early.
Yeah, it was surprisingly early. I don't disagree with the move. I don't like Salah as a head coach. I like him as a D coordinator. I think he's more than adequate. Obviously, the Jets defense has been very good since he got there, but I was surprised. And then, you know, they brought Rodgers on to Pat McAfee the next day. and he was talking about it. And I got to be honest. I mean, a lot of people, I think, were trying to work the angle of, well, Rodgers was responsible for this and yada, yada. But to me, he seemed genuinely like kind of upset and like remorseful about the way things ended up. But at the end of the day, it's a business and the NFL is a cruel business. I mean, they let this guy come to show up at work that day. They didn't even like, I would have called him.
That's crazy, man.
You know, you don't have to come in, you know, today. We got to let you go. You know, I don't know, to let him walk.
I'd be like, you come in to sign on for the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We just told you we don't know, no longer need your services.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be a tough pill to swallow.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm prepared for that every episode.
Mentally,
I'm prepared for that every episode when I come on. You got to be prepared for the worst. You have to be.
Get the fuck out. You
give me a break.
Doomsday scenario, Bob. You got to be a doomsdayer.
The job security
this
of
guy
you on the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
That's wants, I mean,
you know what he wants?
Here,
you know what he wants?
He just wants us to tell him.
That's horseshit, bro.
How much of a pillar?
Don't
of
say
the
another
podcast.
Word about me. A pillar. I do like that. A pillar. The pillar
of the podcast.
He wants all the voiceless to come in.
Foundational peace.
He wants that glory.
Yeah,
like Mel Gibson and Braveheart, he just wants the troops.
I
to
tell
rally.
You what, Bob, I'm looking at the Subway. You know, my father-in-law worked for Budweiser; that was his career. So I have so many Budweiser memorabilia, and I'm looking at the Subway Series mirror right now on the wall to my right, and it lists all the Yankees World Series titles, and then it has that one in the middle against the Mets. Man, that would be so special, bro.
You don't know
really
this.
Really would be. Really,
but if they
be.
Get to the World Series. Me and you are going up to the Audi Club last minute. We have to. And I need you there. I can't make that trip solo.
But what are the games?
We don't know.
I mapped it out. It's the basically what we'd be looking at is Friday, October 25th, game one, or Saturday, October 26th, game two, because the Yankees will be the number one seed.
If they win.
I think no matter what, right? Even if the Dodgers, the Yankees are still the one seed, I believe.
They definitely
the
have
26
the best.
I could maybe do.
I don't know if they are. I don't know. Look,
I think they would
is,
get. I think they would get home field. I think they would. I think they would.
Yeah. They, I mean, they got to get there. They absolutely.
No, they do. Of course they do. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Scary shit.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Without further ado, fellas, I want to get into our buyer. So
we got bad news, by the way. It is.
Oh, no.
The Dodgers get home field. They had the higher winning percentage regular season. So it actually would be the 25th, 26th in L.A., and then it wouldn't come back to New York until Monday the 28th, Tuesday 29th, Wednesday 30th.
We can't do that. We wouldn't be able to do that. We're going to be in Scott.
If
in
the
Arizona.
Mets, if the well, Mets win, if the Mets win, you get Yankees on the 25th, 26th.
Bob's
if the Yankees and
the
Mets. The
Mets.
Win. But if the if the Dodgers win, the Dodgers have home field advantage the rest of the way.
That really sucks.
Bob's going to be rooting for the Mets now.
That
yeah.
really. Fucking
I mean,
sucks.
I want the Subway Series too. I want the Subway Series too.
Well, I just think the Mets are an easier opponent. As good as they are right now, they're so hot.
Well, Mikey, does it go 2-3-2?
Yes.
Oh, that's such a stupid. Why do they do that?
I hate
it. It should go 2-2-1-1-1.
They don't want them to have to travel back and forth like that.
Give me a break. Every other league does 2-2-1-1-1.
I don't like 2-3-2 because really, as the away team, if you steal one of those first two games, man, you have an incredible, incredible opportunity in front of you. If you take one of those first two, on the road, you get three straight home games. I mean, it's almost like the home team, the higher seed's almost at a disadvantage if they don't sweep those first two games. Because if you only win one of them and you split, then you know you're facing three road games in a row. It could get dusted right there. You could lose three in a row and that's it. You don't even get a chance to bring it back to your house. I think that's very stupid, but it's almost a sell, I think.
I like what they did with the first round, though, that they're rewarding. It's such a long season that you got to reward the team that played the best in the best way possible with the baseball season. Football, obviously, different. It's such a shorter season. But, like, when they did, like, the first round, I kind of like that the home team is home for the whole thing to see in the first round to see who gets then into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I actually like that because you got to reward them in the best way possible with how long the season is. This is my thought.
Yep.
You know,
I don't disagree,
but I mean,
look, well, that's a problem then because we're going to be in Arizona, Michael.
We'll figure something out. We'll figure something out. Fellas, let's get on into our buy or sell portion of the show. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Let's head on over to Mikey V. Why don't you kick us off?
Yeah. You know what? I almost want to sell that playoff format, to be honest. I think that would be a good sell. I'm going to sell. This is going to be a little crazy, but I'm going to sell Nick Saban's take that I heard earlier on Pat McAfee and ESPN this week about Alabama. I thought it was a little bit of a, he basically said that they were content and almost arrogant after they won the Georgia game. And obviously everybody knows they lost on the road to Vanderbilt unranked. But for him to say that, and you know, it's the first time the first season he hasn't coached there in however many years. And to just put the coach in a position. Now, you know, this guy DeBoer is already under insane scrutiny for losing that game. Insane scrutiny. There's no
question. I think he's a good coach too, Mikey.
I do, bro. The guy, listen, they lost one. What did Alabama, how spoiled of a fan base could you possibly be to think that you're going to replace Nick Saban and you're just going to what? You're going to go undefeated and be the number one team in the country and beat everybody again? The guy lost one game. It was a massive letdown game. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why they lost that game. Hats off to Vanderbilt, yes. But there was a hangover from the Georgia game for Alabama. There's no question about that. So for Saban to go on there and just kind of restate the obvious, but then to go that far, I didn't think that was necessary for him to do. You're the king of that. He should be giving all the support in the world to DeBoer. That's his successor. Like, I just thought it was a little beneath Saban to do that. He never struck me as a guy who I could see saying something like that. So I was a little taken back by that from Saban. I did not expect to hear him kind of bury DeBoer like that. And he did. He really did.
But in what way did he say? Did he just say it was a letdown?
He said there was almost an arrogance about Alabama after they had won. It seemed like there was almost an arrogance. Like, you don't say that. Like, you just, even if you think that, I just don't think you say it because it makes your replacement, who everyone is putting under the microscope and everyone is telling, well, you're not Nick Saban. What are you? You're not going to fill Nick Saban's shoes. I just think it just wasn't a necessary move. I think Saban, the better play would have been Saban coming out saying, look, I think Alabama learned a very hard lesson this week. When you come off of an incredible high like they did against Georgia in one of the best games of the year, maybe it will end up being the game of the year. And then you come into an environment like that, you know, those letdown games, it's a good lesson for these kids. It's a good lesson for the coach. Not to say in the way he said it, where it was like, well, it seemed like they were playing with an air of arrogance and that, you know, they weren't prepared. I mean, he said all these things. Yeah. Like, it's throwing your successor under the bus. And Saban doesn't need to. Saban is a god forever in college football. He doesn't need to say it. He's a god in football in general. He just doesn't need to say it.
He's at the age, though, Michael. He probably doesn't care, to be honest. He's not trying to, like,
I get it, but I don't know. It struck me. I'm selling that take from Saban. I just don't think that. I think it was beneath him. That's all I'm saying. It was beneath him. I don't think he needed to say that.
I know this was 2 weeks ago, but if you look at him in the box during the Alabama-Georgia game, when Alabama would score, it's like he didn't give a shit. He was very lifeless. Not to say that I expect the guy to be going nuts It's just, I don't think that's him. Even when he was coaching, it's not like he would be going nuts. But he did seem a little bit checked out from, I'm not saying that he's rooting against them, but did you see that? Like they would score and he wouldn't move. He was just sitting there kind of lifeless, which was interesting. But I get it, Mike. I don't think you should say that. The two guys that you wouldn't expect that you're getting, like I certainly wouldn't expect that you're getting to see weekly now on these shows too, which interesting. You get Saban on College Game Day and then Belichick doing all these interviews. I never would have expected.
Well, Belichick, they always said was like a lot, I don't want to say goofier, but they said he was a lot more, there was a lot more to him that was really funny. But he never showed that to the media. He was just such a stonewaller with the media. But you saw at the roast to Tom Brady. I mean, he was hysterical. I
He
mean,
was really good.
he was hysterical. So that, and then Bob, to your point, when you say those things, that's kind of, you know what that is? Kind of a little bit. It's like when you're an insane person, because Nick Saban is an insane person. Like you're not who Nick Saban was if you're not mentally obsessed with winning. And like all, he's insane to a degree for what he's insane about. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but there, it reminds me of like when the starting quarterback gets benched or is hurt and is watching the backup play, and the backup does something good, and the emotion is non-existent from the starter on the sideline. They pan the camera to the starter, and he's kind of just sitting there. If you don't think there's a wavelength in Saban's brain still that wishes he was still doing that, especially when he's there, I think you're wrong. I think he absolutely does. It's just eventually you have to call it a career at some point. So, I'm not surprised by it, Bob, is what
Well,
I'm saying.
I don't even think too. I don't think he was ready to go. I think the NIL kind of pushed him out. I think he was so against the NIL that
And I
when
don't
that
blame
whole
him.
came, yeah, because also too, with the NIL, he kind of lost his edge to where the way that it was set up, he would get all the top recruits. Now, in order to get them, you got to put up the money
You got to
for it,
pay.
which,
Yeah, you got to
yeah.
pay. You got to
Got to
pay. I
pay to
mean,
play.
you do. And these coaches that aren't going to adapt to that are going to go extinct. I mean, they're going to go extinct. Like Dabo Swinney doesn't want to use the portal, is vehemently outspoken against the portal. Now Clemson's on a roll since they got steamrolled by Georgia the first week. They're on a little bit of a roll, but you got to adapt and to the change, because it's there and you can't ignore it. You have to just either go with it or you're going to get left behind.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm going sell. I feel strongly about it. I don't know if you guys have saw it. It was all over the internet. I was all over it with the hurricane that had came in last week. Did you see this Lieutenant Dan guy?
Big sell. It's a big
It's
sell.
a hard. This guy, for people who don't know, he was staying on a boat in Tampa and he was homeless before. He's got one leg, and this guy that would film him would call him Lieutenant Dan. He was all in it on it and whatnot. It turns out, and like the guy refused to leave his boat in Tampa and all of that stuff. It turns out the guy is a complete scumbag with his
Yes.
history. He like
Yes.
tried to set a lady on fire. He's got this,
What?
oh, he's been arrested in and out of jail 4 to 5 times. Aiden Ross, this streamer, who I got shat on for saying that I like him. I actually find him to be very entertaining. They gave him this deal with Kick, the streaming platform, that they gave him like $100,000 a month. We're going to buy him a new boat. And they're streaming talking with him. And he's not even like appreciative of it really at all when he says it. And the guy who made him big he then said he wasn't paying his money or whatnot. There was this whole thing. When the kid was paying his money, he needed an ID from him to take it out. It's the nature of the internet, and it's scary. But then the Lieutenant Dan's daughter came out to say how much of a scumbag. Now this guy's going to have all of this money. Lord only knows what he's going to do with it. But when you look back to the history, he's a complete scumbag from his history.
I mean, he has 14 mugshots. So that means he's been arrested at least 14 times. Thing about setting somebody on fire is correct. Punched a cop in the nose. That's correct. Drugs, you know, other low level violent crimes, but Bob hit the nail on the head. You know, the internet takes something, runs with it, and then you don't really know the whole story behind it. And that's why when you run with an internet narrative, as I like to call it, an internet narrative whereby someone's entire past, present, future has been dictated by what is being shown in a 20-second clip on the internet. And even I, when I first saw him, and I had no idea who the
fuck
was.
It was funny when they first showed him.
I was like, this
guy's
just a whack job. I thought, great.
That's why it's such a hard sell for me. At the beginning, I thought it was fucking hysterical. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You just realize that he's this guy you're rooting for is not a good person. You know, he's not a good person. I don't care what you say. Like, you know, once, twice, three times. But I mean, you're talking about a career bad person. That's just basically what it is.
It's bad, man. Yeah, I thought it was so funny at first. And the guy who started it all from him, you know, he talked about it like he was waiting to get an ID for him to get this GoFund money out from. This guy was throwing a fit. And then they give him this kick deal. His first stream, within like 20, 30 minutes of the stream, he drops the N-word. Right away. The guy is like, and like, you know, you feel bad for him because he's homeless. He lost a leg like in a car accident or something. So you feel terrible for the guy. But then you dig deeper and you realize there's a reason that he is where he is. He's been out of jail. He probably can't get a job. But the swing of this whole thing, and, you know, Joe said it was funny at first. I agree. I thought it was fucking hysterical to start. And now it's this whole thing. I'm selling the guy hard. And the way he treated the guy who made him this big, you know, was, oh, he was such a, he was so unappreciated. Like, they told him, we're going to buy you a new boat. The Zayden Ross said, we're going to get you a new boat. You're going to get $100,000 a month. He doesn't need
$100,000 a month?
A month.
To do what?
To stream. Yeah. So he doesn't, when they tell him this, he's not even like appreciate. You think there would just be this like big thank you so much. He doesn't flinch. You know what it's like? It's like you ever give somebody a big tip, a really, really nice tip, and they don't give you much? No?
Yeah. Yeah.
People are appreciative.
No, a lot of times I've had times where I give somebody a place where you don't even tip. I've given them like a $100 bill or whatever, and they like aren't even appreciative. It really bothers you. You know, like when I used to get a big
tip. Not being, just not having any sense of appreciation or gratitude. Just being like a non, I mean, listen, this guy, obviously, his social emotional intelligence is probably very, very low. I mean, I would have to say, considering how he's decided to live his life up until this point. So that doesn't really surprise me.
There's not a world where you're not gambling on a game right now.
This Alabama team, you know what?
The whole pot.
Saban might have to come back and say something again. They're losing right now to South Carolina.
Then you know what? Do yourself a favor. Turn it off. We'll finish this pod and then we'll go back to it.
Because they just fumbled. That's why I looked.
Okay,
South Carolina is a scrappy team.
They stink.
All right.
They're not. They shouldn't be beating Alabama, Michael. If they're beating Ohio State, you'd be upset.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Go ahead. Buy or sell.
Whoa! I have a good sell this week. I have a sell this week. And by the way, I got to tell you that this week, I was very excited to watch the new movie. And I would advise you not to go to see it. I thought the first one was very good.
You saw a fucking Joker.
It was horrible, Michael. Oof. It was horrible. Oof. And I don't honestly know when they decided that they were going to bring everything and musicals are going to be the new thing again. It was like they forced this into being a musical. It had no place to be a musical. It was such a letdown. So disappointing. Now, I will say the acting was great. I thought that Joaquin Phoenix, he's a great actor.
He's great.
And the acting was great, but it was just, it was such a weird movie. Like, it was tough to watch. Like, I almost was just like, why did I come to watch
this? You know a movie's bad when you haven't heard anybody say a good word about it. I have not heard a single person
it's
say
awful.
Anything good about this movie. Not one person.
It got bad ratings, and I don't ever judge a movie based on like Rotten Tomatoes.
I was gonna say that. Like, I'm not gonna base, like, a lot of times these critics, like, they'll pan a movie and like, but it's not bad. But this is like, it's a consensus across the board, critics, viewers, Michael, everybody who sees it.
I said, because I talked to Barrazol, and I said I was gonna go watch it, and he's like, you know, the ratings, the reviews are really bad. I said, well, I'll be the one who deciphers that, who judge, because I've watched some movies, if they're like a horror movie or whatever. You know, the consensus
you're a sommelier of cinema to a degree.
Well, yeah, I appreciate movies. And I'll be very open. Like, I'm not biased. Like, if it stinks, I'm gonna say it stinks.
That's right.
This movie was like, I walked out of it and I was just like, that was just such a waste of 2 hours, to the point where, like, I would advise you guys just don't bother.
I'm not gonna watch it.
I would have normally gone. That's a movie. You know me with movies. I would have seen that because the first Joker was so good.
The first one I thought was good. This one was just, it was so, such a letdown. And I'm not even like, I'm not trying to shit on it. It was just very disappointing for somebody who loves.
Sequels are just so tough to nail, man. They just are. Like, you could count on your hand, like, epic sequels. I'm not talking about like decent or good. Like, you could count on one hand, like Terminator 2, Godfather Part 2. Like, there's not many sequels that were like, holy shit, this was better or as good as the first one. Like, literally, how many can you name? Sequels usually
just
flop.
But it's not even that it was a sequel, Michael. They tried to make it into a musical.
I know.
Like, I don't know who pitched that, and then they thought, okay, this is a great idea.
Well,
let's do this. Like, I'm watching the movie, and I didn't even know it was a musical. Halfway through, then he just breaks into song. What in God's name are we doing?
I can't.
Do you know what?
And if I want to go watch a musical, I'll watch like Hamilton, which was phenomenal, by the way. Like, I'll watch an actual musical if I want to watch a musical. Like, why? When did the Joker turn into a musical? But you know what? These people are going to say this is their artistic form, and this is. So, you know, who are you to say?
Is Joaquin Phoenix still good in it, though? Is he still doing the same
acting,
character?
The acting between Joker and Lady Gaga is excellent.
How is she, by the way?
She was very good in it, and the acting was very good. It's just, it didn't feel like, I love watching, like I don't watch all these superhero movies because I think they've overdone them, and there are a lot of them are money grabs, and they're trying to do all these things to get people to go to the Marvel Universe. The one constant that I will always watch is Batman. Batman to me is like the OG superhero film. I think it's always going to be good.
Was that your favorite superhero as a kid?
Yeah, I think so. I think Batman was. I liked Spider-Man too, but like those are real superhero movies. So I'm always going to go. And then just watching it, I was like, what the hell? What is going on right now? It was really tough.
I always wonder, I'd love to ask like a director or like an actor or whatnot, like you have so many eyes on the movie, like when it's done. And I guess maybe it's a thing where it's just too late, but like, you gotta know when you all go around to watch it, you have so many eyes on it that you have to know, okay, this thing is going to flop, that this isn't going to be the one. It's just like having like a pizza joint, like a guy who tries his own pizza. You would think that he knows that his pizza just isn't that good. So many people are trying it. So many people are watching the movie. I wonder if they think to themselves, this sucks. They have to. How could I guess to a degree, see what everybody sees?
You know, movies, like making a movie, I just feel like is such more of a process than people realize. Like, you got to pitch it to a studio. Then you got to write this. You got to pitch the idea. The idea's got to get bought. Then you got to get somebody to write the script. Then the script's got to get written. Then you got to bring in your director. The producer's got to bring in the director. Then you got to bring in all your actors. Then you got to set a budget. Then you got to remain within the budget. Then you got the time constraint. I just feel like by the end of it, Bob, I don't know if they even really give a shit. I really don't know. I mean, I'm sure they do to a degree. They do to a degree. Yeah. But at the same time, like, I don't know. There's just so much to it. Like, how many movies have been made that you never even heard of? Like,
but this isn't an independent movie, Michael. This
I know that.
This is a saga of you know, one of the most beloved superheroes.
But I'm saying, like, every director has had a bomb here or there. Even the big ones have had bombs. I mean, they have.
I don't know if Scorsese's really had a bomb.
I also think there might be some directors that come on and you have like a big actor on and the big actor just kind of like steamrolls them. Like they're afraid to tell them these changes where like Scorsese comes on and demands respect right away. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think that could be a thing.
Well, they say there's certain actors that are like nightmares to work with. Like more notorious than others is what I mean.
But if you have a guy like Scorsese, you have no choice but to buck up because he's.
You know what they said was a real problem?
Go ahead.
The old Batman.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in Batman Forever as Mr. Freeze, they said was a real problem. They said he was a real. They were paying him $1 million a day to be on set. And they said, like, he was just like, it was just so annoying, like, to deal with him. They just said, like, it was just impossible to deal with the guy. Like, I don't know. The movie was pretty terrible. So I don't doubt it.
I'd take that over this Joker.
Oh, yeah, me too. And I've never even seen the new Joker.
I kind of want you to see it just to get your take on it. I think you would be so just
the worst Batman was the Batman with, that's the one. The one with George Clooney. Batman Forever.
No, that was Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer's Batman Forever. Batman Returns is with George Clooney, Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
No, that's not. So it's Batman with Michael Keaton, Batman Returns with Michael Keaton, with Penguin.
Okay. Batman Forever. And
Batman Forever is the third one. It's with Val Kilmer. And then it's
Poison Ivy. Two-Face and Jim Carrey. No. That's Two-Face.
Batman and Robin is the one you're
talking
about.
Batman and Robin. That's right. Batman and Robin is the worst Batman movie ever made.
With Poison Ivy.
That's the worst Batman movie ever made. It has to be. That's the worst Batman movie ever made. There's no way this is worse than that.
That was with Chris O'Donnell was Robin.
Oh, my God. With the bat nipples. Everybody had, like, the pronounced nipples on the suits. Yeah. That was the worst Batman I've ever seen.
That could be Batman, too.
I'm kind of curious to watch it. I just want to see how bad it is now. Now I'm kind of curious to see. Just
Bob, I don't think you would make it through the movie. I think you would walk out.
Really?
Last musical Bob watched was with me when we watched the Elton John movie, and we didn't realize it was a musical, and there's midway through, we're in the front row, there's balls in our face, and we just said, we're done. Like, this is it. There's songs every day. It was tough.
We went to a movie. It was the front row was the only seats. It was the Elton John one, and it was a sexy one right when we get in.
Oh,
so we go and we sit down and me and Joe just look up. The second we look up, they're just like a big set of balls.
Could have been Yamas. You never know.
Yeah.
Bro, getting stuck in the first row of a movie is like the worst thing ever.
Oh,
well, that's why I worried about with the sphere. If you go too close to it, down in the sphere,
they
it's kind
said
of like
that
this.
Apparently, the closer
you go, the better.
No, the closer you go, the worst. No. The higher you go, the better.
The best they say is the sections that end in 5, 6, or 7, and third section or fourth section, which is the third row back or the fourth
last
row.
Yes. Okay,
yes.
Good job,
Mike. Yeah, you're very good with that stuff, Michael. Pop it up for Michael. W. Michael in the chat. You're a cornerstone to this podcast. The pillar of the podcast. That's right. There he is. I'm serious. By the way, I'm 100% serious. And you know that. I don't have to say it. You know it. I'll tell you what else you know.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Joey D has his hand up. Take it away, Joseph.
I just wanted, before we get into the top five, I wanted to take a moment to wish an integral part of the podcast and Brilliant Dumb family a special happy birthday. Little Dom's birthday today.
How about Little Dom?
Buddy, come over
birthday.
Here. Come over here, Little Dom. Come over here.
Real and a winning goalie fast. On the real Chelsea fast. Roster.
Bring him
today.
Come on. Bring him
winning,
on.
The winning goal. Oh, there he is. Little Dom.
Did they win?
Wait. He's got to hear you.
But, Dom, did you guys win today?
Yeah.
That a boy.
Way to go, Dom.
By the way, happy birthday, bud.
You
know what would be cool for your birthday? Maybe going back to Disney World or something like that. That'd be pretty cool. Did you have fun at Disney World?
Yep.
What was your favorite part?
What was your favorite part of Disney?
I think it's a long story, I think. all right.
Good for him. Good for him. Respecting the podcast. Good for him.
It's a long story, Bob. It's a long story.
What a great quote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my pride and joy right there, man.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
That was so great.
Rather not tell you. It's a long story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dom.
He's ripping some farts over here, bro.
Is he?
They stink, man. They
all
stink.
Right. Well, here's what we can do. Let's move on over to our top five.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Today's top five is going to be top five pasta shells. Now, I think committee-wise, we could be pretty loose with this, with what comes out. Two Italians here, so I think this is right up your boys' alley.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be top five. Would you say pasta, top five pasta, pasta shells are shaped pastas?
No, not shells, because shells is a type of pasta. So no.
Correct.
I would just say, just top five types of pasta. Top five types of pasta.
Okay, I took it home last week, and I think Joey D came second.
Yeah,
last
yes, he did.
Week.
Yes, he
so
did.
So I think I'm going to go... You know, I didn't even, it's crazy that I didn't think about this. All right. I'm going to go one.
Wow.
I'll go three.
Joey D three, Mikey two. I'll go fettuccine. Right.
There you go, Bob. We're gone with the fettuccine.
Good job, Bob. I knew that was going to be a thing.
That was we were in Italy when Bob said that.
I didn't realize how crazy of a moment that was going to be. I mean, just no idea.
Tremendous.
All right. Fettuccine for Bob. I'm up. I'm going to take one of my favorite pastas. I'm going to take give me rigatoni in the first one. In the one hole there.
Rigatoni off the board. Joey D.
I'll go spaghetti. And then I'll take come back with lasagna.
Spaghetti and lasagna off the board.
Garfield. I'm gonna take bucatini.
That's
two.
A good one, Mikey.
Bucatini. Okay. All right. Give me gnocchi.
Gnocchi's a good one too. God, I love pasta, man. I'm
so pasta's the best.
I am so fat. I could eat pasta every
night.
Every single night.
I think everybody could, man. I really
do. There was one thing that you, if you told me there's one thing you could have for the rest of your life, is pasta. You could do so many different variations and sauces and styles. I mean, every day. I wouldn't get sick of it.
It's a lot of fun.
It really is.
It's a lot of fun. Give me gnocchi and then give me ravioli. Joe's right. There's so much you can do. There's so much different sauces and things you can throw in there and types. It's the best.
I'm going to take orchette with the third.
Orchette. The ear-shaped pasta.
Suction cups, some might call it.
A staple in the Mikey V's pasta.
It's, I mean, orchette broccoli rob sausage is probably a top three pasta dish that you could ever have in your life. If you've never had it and you see it on a menu somewhere, I encourage you strongly to order it.
What do you think's the number one pasta with sauce, like bolognese,
what do you mean, like the number one pasta chosen?
Like the top,
like a spaghetti or a penne.
With like bolognese?
I think spaghetti pomodoro is probably like the most popular.
Yeah.
Marinara or pomodoro.
But By the way, I like orchiette. I was just so afraid to pronounce it that I didn't.
You to call it orchiette?
There's a couple that I would have.
Yeah, go ahead and mark me down for the orchiette. I love
orchiette. Look at orchiette. Goes a long way.
Joey D, over to you.
All right. I'm going to go... Tagliatelle.
Very nice.
Very good.
That's a good one.
Very nice. Very nice.
And then I'm going to go with the fusilli, the corkscrew shaped pasta.
Yeah, fusilli's great.
Really good, man.
Don't hate it one bit. Mike,
This is very close to bucatini, so maybe I don't know if I'm going to pass on it. It's a staple, though, man. I mean, this is. I don't think I can pass on it just out of principle. I'm going to take linguine. I think spaghetti to me, like if you gave me a choice, spaghetti, linguine, like if you go anywhere, any restaurants around here, it's like if you get a side of pasta, the choice is usually you could pick penne, spaghetti, or linguine. I always go with linguine. Always. Linguine with white clam sauce. I'm taking linguine. I just can't see how I don't. So.
By the way, I don't think... penne is not off the board yet,
it
right?
It is not.
No, you can take
penne. Okay, so yeah, give me penne. And then give me, this is one of my favorite ones. I'll probably, pappardelle.
That's a good
pappardelle.
One. Pappardelle. Very thick noodle. That's
yeah.
Pappardelle is great.
Love a thick noodle.
Bob and I, we just love food, man.
Yeah, it's actually sick.
Well, that's why the tagliatelle is really good too. The tagliatelle is not as big, but it's good.
A tagliatelle I would take over the pappardelle just because it's like the pappardelle is more like a ribbon. It's very thick.
I like a thick old boy, dude.
Yeah, well, the pappardelle is your style.
All right, we go back over to Mikey.
Yep. Yeah, you know, I'm going to take this pasta. Nobody's going to even know it, but I'm just going to take it anyway. I'm going to take gemelli. Gemelli is like a twisted, a good Joe, one. You know it? Okay, yeah.
It's like a twisty.
It's a little twisted braid, yep.
Yeah, it's good. And I'm going to go with this because I think it's the last pasta on the board and it hits. I'm going to go with macaroni. I think a good macaroni goes a long way.
You what, an elbow? So like the little elbow?
Yeah.
I would call it elbow, yeah.
Give him the elbow, boom. It's good. Yeah, I mean, look. That solidifies mac and cheese too, you would think. Although people mix up the mac and cheese. There's a lot of people now, and I don't like this, but there's a lot of people who do mac and cheese with penne. And
that's crazy. You can't do that.
But I'd be like, go ahead, Michael.
No, I was gonna say a good pasta that was left out there. Really
there's
good.
There's a few.
Cavatelli pasta is a really
Cavatelli,
good pasta.
Yeah, Cavatelli
out there,
good.
Man. Really
you know,
good.
You know, tortellini got left off the board.
I
Farfalle,
know.
Which is the bow tie pasta. Rotelli is really good. Those little wheels. Have you ever had those?
Yes,
Mikey?
Of course. The wagon wheels.
Yeah.
You know those what? And another one, Joe, a little orzo. You know, the tiny little orzo.
Yeah.
When you make that when you're sick, a little butter and cheese, man. If you're feeling like, you know, sick, you need that kid's meal.
Yeah.
A little orzo goes a long, long way.
I'll be honest with you. I was worried about having enough for all of us to have enough. But when you think of the pasta wise,
there's so many.
Yeah. By the way, you know, I love doing the top fives, and I think people that love the top five segment of the show, we need in the comments, because we struggle now more so than ever. It's like doing Bob the Sports videos where we kind of, it's hard to think of all these different videos. We need in the comments to hear people's ideas. We take a lot of top fives. Yeah, what?
Like, what do they want to hear?
Oh, for sure. We need it, yep. You know? So, Mike, if you could roll through the list again, please, sir.
Bob's got fettuccine, gnocchi, ravioli, penne, and pappardelle. I have rigatoni, bucatini, orecchiette, linguine, and gemelli. And Joe has spaghetti, lasagna, tagliatelle, fusilli, and elbows.
Some solid ones on there. I don't know. I really don't know. I think the one that I was confused on was last week more than ever was the bus of who it was going to be.
Yeah, it's very objective. It's very objective.
Subjective.
Subjective. Sorry.
All right.
We can't hear that, Mikey. We got to hear it.
Dude, I bought a fucking soundboard. It's not working. I don't know what to
tell you. That would have been tremendous.
I can't get it figured out.
You're the right man to have a soundboard, too. You really are.
I know.
All right. Happy birthday, Dom, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, little Dom.
That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Fellas, we will see you next week. See you in Vegas. Take
care.
See
you in NASCAR.
Like, comment, subscribe.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.